Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry visits Hiroshima. John Kerry says he's deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb near the end of World War II.
This was a display that I will personally never forget. I don't see how anyone could forget.
Secretary Kerry was speaking toward the end of the annual two-day G7 ministers meeting. Group of seven heads of state will meet in Hiroshima next month. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. The UN envoy for Yemen welcomed today the cessation of hostilities, which just went into effect. The truce is between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels. Amin Saikal of Australia National University tells VOA the Yemen ceasefire comes on the heels of Syria's truce.
And I think that has also put a lot of pressure on the various warring parties in Yemen.
Some observers believe the ceasefire will help the upcoming peace talks in Kuwait go well. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency would not use waterboarding against a detainee, even if a future president ordered such interrogation techniques. Mr. Brennan said he would not use the tactics because, referring to the CIA, this institution needs to endure. The CIA used a program of harsh interrogations aimed at forcing terror suspects to give up information about possible attacks against the United States in the years following the 2001 terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in the U.S. President Barack Obama banned the techniques when he took office in 2009, saying many of them did indeed amount to torture. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.